You'll hear a marine wildlife photographer called Bruce Hind talking about his work. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Well, the first thing to say about marine photography is that it's not as easy as it might look. Actually, taking photos is only a part of it, because you have to organise a boat and crew and everything. Forward planning is actually the key to my work, and without that I'd never pick up a camera, because I wouldn't know what I was aiming for. Another important aspect is doing drawings, which show roughly what the photograph will contain. If I do that first, it means I'm more likely to capture it on film. And because I've decided beforehand what pictures I want, I'm in a position to select the appropriate equipment. It's all part of the process. I mean, not everybody goes about it as I do, I know, and some people say that I'm ruling out the creative side of photography by working in this way. But in fact, the opposite is true. Because my aim is for every photo to depict something new, I need to think about how I'm going to achieve that. Otherwise, I'd just go home with the same photos every time.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Well, the first thing to say about marine photography is that it's not as easy as it might look. Actually, taking photos is only a part of it, because you have to organise a boat and crew and everything. Forward planning is actually the key to my work, and without that I'd never pick up a camera, because I wouldn't know what I was aiming for. Another important aspect is doing drawings, which show roughly what the photograph will contain. If I do that first, it means I'm more likely to capture it on film. And because I've decided beforehand what pictures I want, I'm in a position to select the appropriate equipment. It's all part of the process. I mean, not everybody goes about it as I do, I know, and some people say that I'm ruling out the creative side of photography by working in this way. But in fact, the opposite is true. Because my aim is for every photo to depict something new, I need to think about how I'm going to achieve that. Otherwise, I'd just go home with the same photos every time.